I'm struggling with body pain while sitting in meditation. I realize shifting my body position causes me to temporarily lose my concentration. At times I can sit with the pain, other times I'm concerned that I may be injuring my back and or knees. How is most beneficial to work with this? Well, one of the things is just the recognition that, you know, pain in the body is quite ordinary. You have to adjust the posture, and one of the things in terms of paying attention to posture, so that there's not too much strain, because sometimes a lot of pain that we experience is the strain that we're putting the body in by trying to sit up straight, trying to sit for a longer period of time, so that give oneself the opportunity to consciously relax, and sometimes with body pain, just very conscious where one's feeling pain, because the normal reaction is to be repelled by it and to be averse to it and to be intimidated by it, but to just allow the mind to approach the pain and go. And again, that's the mindfulness of breathing. It's sort of like really breathing through the pain, and relaxing and pervading it with a sense of softening and kindness. And oftentimes, that's enough to dissipate the pain and discomfort. Other times, it's just way more practical to shift your position. You know, just to give yourself a break. I mean, especially in a retreat, doing many hours of meditation a day, our bodies aren't used to it, and it can be uncomfortable. It can be painful. So that to give yourself the opportunity to recognize, okay, this is painful. My knees are really hurting, or my back is hurting. Now, how do I adjust that? So there's that mindful recognition, you know, and setting the intention. Okay, I think I'm gonna. I've worked with this enough. I don't see it dissipating or shifting. I'm going to shift position. So that mindfully setting that intention, mindfully shifting. Then sustaining the mindfulness through that and then settling it. It's really not much of a disturbance to do that. If you take it as an exercise in mindfulness. Because also, if the pain just keeps building, that's a distraction as well. It's hard to concentrate when there's a lot of pain. Or you say, maybe I'll go and do walking meditation, or go and do standing meditation. And those are all valid ways of working with pain, working with discomfort in the body, sitting in a chair, sitting in the resort. We've got lots of options, but all of those options, we need to be cultivating mindfulness and discernment, and because that's the heart of the practice. It's not being able to sit for long periods of time. It's like Ajahn Chah said, somebody asked, you know, is it necessary to sit for long periods of time for meditation to be successful? And he said, well, you know, chickens sit on their nest for long periods of time, and I don't see them getting enlightened. So that it's just making it comfortable and recognizing. I mean, I just shifted now. I said, okay, my knees, my knees are sore, and that just making a shift. And it's just it's dealing with it. If it starts to become, because there's also you have to be, because we can sometimes obsess out of anxiety of the least little twinge. Oh dear, it's I can't stand this. shift back, trying to, I mean, you're never going to be comfortable in a human body. I can assure you that. So it's just like, okay, just how can I relax?